Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everyone, and thanks again for tuning into another edition of At Home with Victoria. I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. The lovely Victoria is away this evening, so it's up to me to bring you more of the newest music coming up. Tonight, starting things off, is a man, an incredibly talented lyricist from Purvis, Mississippi. Don Quinn is making his way to Nashville one song at a time. He's going to join us in a little while then. Singer-songwriter Anna Johnson, now from Nashville, will hypnotize you with her tender and truthful lyrics and angel-like voice. Oh, I love this gal, but I got 20 minutes of the newest music, so let's get the ball rolling. Grab a snack, grab a glass of wine, and listen up. From Don Quinn, this is Born Ready.
I packed up a few of my things, loaded the back of that red Mustang, and I headed off to Middle Tennessee.
Get to Nashville, I'm telling you. How are you this evening, my friend?
I'm doing great, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to make a mention, too, that that's Lindsay Lee singing, correct?
That is correct.
Got a good voice, that gal.
Yes, she is. She's actually from our hometown here. She's actually in Nashville now pursuing her career, and she's got a phenomenal talent that is well on her way. So I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot of things about her in the near future.
Well, those are kind of good people to keep in touch with. So, Don, you're new to the show. Welcome to At Home with Victoria. Glad to have you here. I have the sneaking suspicion that I'll be talking to you a few times over this radio career of what I'm trying to plow out here. But tell us everybody a little bit about yourself. You're from Purvis, Mississippi. What is the music industry like in Mississippi?
Well, it's actually, I live in Purvis, which is just on the outskirts of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and obviously we know we've had a lot of great people come out of Hattiesburg, which is obviously Craig Wiseman, which is up there, done some phenomenal things, of course, and Nan Kelly's from here. It's just a great town. We got a lot of things going as far as country music, but obviously Nashville's kind of direction that seems to that type of music where you want to be headed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Has this been your career your whole life?
With music?
Yeah.
Well, I've done it for about the last 10 or 11 years. I've gotten even more serious about the last 2 to 3 where I've started demoing my work and just kind of working hard to be able to grow as a writer.
Yeah. I was checking out your Reverb Nation page, and you can actually check out Don at Reverb Nation / Don Quinn. And you got about, I think you have 12 songs out there right now, something like
that's
that.
That's correct. Yeah, I've got a bunch more that still need to be recorded at this point, but that's what I have on my site at this time.
Right. Any of those songs are with you singing, Don?
No, they're not. Actually, right now, I'm pretty much a writer. I'll create a melody, and then I'll use Nashville to get my music across. And then I'll use a demo singer. But right now I'm just trying to get my music to an artist.
Yeah. What would be your dream artist?
I've got a few. I mean, it's like the song that I look at as one we're looking at, probably playing here in a little bit, is Strength of Hope is like a Rascal Flatts, a Vince Gill, Craig Morgan. I can see some of those. I like to write. I mean, that one right there has been a more of an upbeat kind of song, but I do a lot of heartfelt to try to leave people to walk away with a message, and those kind of people I can see to getting those messages across.
Yeah, your songs do have a message, that's for sure. Don, I'm going to quickly to chat here. Thank all the brand new guests. Catherine Taddy, thanks for tuning in from California. Mara Ben, great job producing in chat room. And my brother from another mother, Mike Cullip, is also tuning in. If you have any questions for Don, feel free to go ahead and put them up in chat. But Don, you say a lot of the inspiration for your songs comes from your lovely wife, Cheryl, and your son, Andrew. How do you pull them into the equation?
Well, I mean, both of them mean a lot to me right now, and it's like I look at it for, you know, the work that I do now, and I just want to be able to do some great things, and they inspire me a lot as far as my music. When I've been writing, that's what made me pursue a little harder the last couple of years is that they've always supported me and backed me on it, and I just want to, with that support, maybe, you know, push harder to get where I want to go with it.
Yeah. Would you want to get signed by a major label, or would you rather just do it indie-wise and just find the artists yourself?
I'd love to actually go through a major label just because I think with some of those, you would be able to get the promotion behind it, especially on a couple of songs I have to get it out there and make sure, you know, that I can, you know, get that message across, you know, the way I want to, you know.
Yeah. Speaking about messages, let's talk a little about, before we go ahead and play Strength of Hope. Strength of Hope. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Strength of Hope is actually a lovely tune. I actually played it for a client of mine today who was just recovered from breast cancer and found the song Moved Her to Tears. So you got some good stuff going on, but talk a little bit about Strength of Hope, buddy.
With Strength of Hope right there, that was actually, I pretty much wrote that song myself. Vocal was done by David Spires, which actually he's the steel guitar player for Craig Campbell right now. Very great guy, and he's actually the one singing on that song for me. He asked to be able to sing it, and he's got an amazing voice for it. But, you know, I had a few friends of mine that had some close members of their family that were going through cancer, and it seemed like more and more that it was becoming more frequent when I was, you know, seeing somebody or meeting somebody or seeing somebody with a pink ribbon shirt on or a Relay for Life. and it just drove me to write a song to be able to bring hope through my music. And my heart really goes out to everyone that's going through that fight.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My mother is currently just leaving this fight because of it. So it's one of those things that it affects everybody. I want to remind everybody to go ahead and check out Don Quinn. Don, you're on Facebook as well, but really go ahead and check out his Reverb Nation page. It's www.reverbnation.com/Don Quinn. But Don, I think we should go ahead and give a little listen to Strength of Hope, and then we can really go into its details. So everybody, this is Don Quinn with Strength of Hope.
At that county line stoplight, got a call that changed my life. My world came crashing down. My wife just got the news that all the tests and x-rays prove it spread its way around. She never gives up fighting, no matter what they say. Gave me perspective, made me change my ways. Hope, the strength to climb that wall, no matter how tall. Believe that you can do it, you can find your way through it. Never give up on believing when your heart keeps on reaching. It takes another grip on the end of your rope. Never underestimate the strength of hope. And on that ride back to the house, everything came pouring out. Guilt tugged on my soul. Victim of a busy life, we just flew through days and nights. It quickly comes and goes, thinking we have all this time when it's truly not enough. Amazes me how strong she is, amazes me how tough. Oh, the strength to climb that wall, no matter how tall. Believe that you can do it, you can find your way through it. Never give up on believing when your heart keeps on reaching. Takes another grip on the end of your road. Never underestimate the strength of hope. Why do we wait till things go wrong before we change the path we're on? Let them know how much you care, for you're hanging by a prayer. Hope, strength to climb that wall, no matter how tall. Believe that you can do it, you can find your way through it. Never give up on believing when your heart keeps on reaching. It takes another grip on the end of your road. Never run. Never underestimate the strength of hope.
Don Quinn, Strength of Hope. Don, you got the chat room kind of in tears and kind of inspired at the same time. Great song, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Don, what is your process for songwriting? I've talked to a lot of songwriters, and everybody has their little different ways to do things. How do you go ahead and approach a project like that?
I mean, there's different angles I do depending on the type of song that I'm writing, but usually you're always looking for things to be inspired by or to write in a way that gets somebody that will relate to it and walk away and leave with a message. And if you listen to a lot of my songs on my site, it's about, you know, what kind of message am I going to leave somebody with when they leave, you know, when they get done listening to it. So a lot of times I'll sit there with the premise of the song or the chorus of the song, and basically I'll start there to get my where I want to go with it, and then I'll build around it to how I want to get there, you know.
Absolutely. I got a question actually from the chat room. Catherine Taddy from California suggests, what about playing this at events like Stand Up to Cancer or American Cancer Relays? It's a great song to keep going and not give up. It's a good idea, actually.
I would love to have done that. Actually, I was doing some research on that to kind of find out, you know, how to get to that. You know, Stand Up for Cancer was something that was important to me, and I know they have a lot of major people involved with that, and it's just really kind of finding the right angles and avenues to be able to get there.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and suggest a friend for you on Facebook, actually. Her name is Amanda Moore, and she's with Synchronicity PR, and I think she could give you a big hand up in this direction because, Don, I really do think that your talent will supersede you, and I really do think Strength of Hope is going to click and click big. So we're going to go back to the chat, too. Yeah, Mike Collip says, Rascal Flatts would launch the song to outer space. That's very, very true, Mike. Absolutely. Going to go back just to remind everybody you're listening to Don Quinn, lyricist actually from Purvis, Mississippi, going to go out to the chat room. Thank once again Kelly21 for joining us just down the street from me. But yeah, you got a lot of listeners here, Mike. What would be your dream, your dream song to write? What besides it's so challenging to write for a tender subject like breast cancer. But who would you love to say approach you to write a project for?
Let's see, there's so many different ones. I mean, Craig, I mean, to me, like you said, when you look at a heartfelt type one is Craig Morgan, because he does a lot of those type of songs, or to be able to write that direction. Man, there's so many. That's a tough one. Tim McGraw.
I know, but
you know,
let's say, for example, there was no holds barred. You could have anybody in the entire world, Don. You know, think of it as a utopia and manifest it, my friend. So dig deep. Dig deep. Come on. One good name.
I'd say, well,
I'm all about making things happen here.
I thought what Mike just said there, I mean, a Rascal Flatts song to me would be incredible.
No, well, then you know what? We should give him a call.
I think, like he said, I've had a bunch of people tell me that if he got a hold of that song, it would just soar. And
yeah.
And I just because of the range they have, and they put so much more depth to the song, you know.
Yeah, no, they certainly do. Oh, my friend, I'm so happy and so very proud of you. Go ahead and check out Don on Reverb Nation. And Don, where else are you? You're on Facebook and
Don Quinn Music
Twitter
on Facebook and Don Quinn Music on Twitter.
Fantastic. Buddy, we're running out of time here, so I'm going to go ahead and please tell Cheryl and Andrew hello from me. And, you know, I got my eye on you now, so there's no escaping. Do come back whenever you feel you have something that you want to share with us. I'd love to have you back anytime, buddy. I really do.
Absolutely. I appreciate your having me on the show and for all your support of my music.
Well, continue and get used to it because there's going to be a lot more support, Don, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Don, you have a great night, and thank you so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time.
All righty, Mike. Everybody have a great night.
You got it. Take care, buddy. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Don Quinn. Ah, you know, love the guy. And you know, the song Strength of Hope is exactly that. It's meant to actually provide you with the hope and with the understanding that in the darkest days there is still hope. But this next little lady coming up, Miss Anna Johnson, I'm very, very excited to say. I want to thank Marilyn Bennett for going ahead and hooking me up with these two guests, both Don Quinn and Anna Johnson. Fantastic two people that I'm really, really happy. I love good music. I love new music and everything, but I see Lady Anna's in the chat, so I'm going to go ahead and open up, like I always do, with my song. This is Anna Johnson's Someday.
Sure. Yeah.
on the highway, opens up her guitar case to sing. Glad to meet you, here I am, she says. Sometimes when it rains, I cancel my plans, catch all the drops in my hands. Listen to the beat, beat, ba beat, beat. Life can be so sweet. Yeah, yeah.
Johnson, I'm going to buy your CD and I'm going to play it unmercifully. Thank you for joining us today, darling. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You know, I actually listened to your song for the first time a week and a half ago and stuff like that. And I called up Marilyn Bennett and I said, find out who this is and find out where when I can get her on and stuff like that. Just brilliant, 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 my love. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you like it, and thank you for having me on the show tonight. And it's a pleasure to be on with Don as well. Don's been a friend of mine for a while now, and I'm excited to see what comes of his songwriting.
Yeah, no, I think the two of you are really destined for it. But, yeah, welcome to At Home with Victoria for the first time, and this is first of many and stuff. But you're a nice small-town girl, too.
I am, yeah. I come from a small town in Wisconsin.
Cold weather.
Yes, cold weather. I actually miss it now that I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. The winter comes around, and it's like I'm waiting for the snow, and it never comes, really. And it's like, did winter just happen, or are we stuck in the end of fall? I can't really tell what it is.
No, you got a couple days of snow here and there, but that's about it. How long have you been in Nashville now?
I've been here for 2 years now.
How are you liking it?
I like it a lot. It's a wonderful place to learn and meet people and grow and be inspired and motivated to get better. And, I mean, there's just music and talent everywhere. So it's really cool. It was intimidating at the start, but I'm so glad that I came here. Definitely.
Yeah. Do you find that? Do you find it to be welcoming, or I know you said intimidating? Because, Nashville. I mean, you can't throw a dime down the street without hitting a musician or a guitarist or a drummer or anything like that. So it really does toughen you up a little bit. Do you find that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can look at it, various ways. You can be so intimidated that you're afraid to really try, or you can look at it and think, okay, it's a huge world. There's always room for more talent, and it's a great place to soak it in and learn and be, to push yourself to become better and better and better than you were before. And it's just really neat. You can go any night of the week to 100 different places and hear live music, and all of it is exceptional. And it's a very inspiring place, for sure.
I know you mentioned McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Queen actually was very, very taken by you early on. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Sure. I went to college for 2 years and kind of put music on hold at that point. I mean, I had been writing songs and playing guitar in the secret of my home and in my room when I was in high school. But I went off to college for 2 years to study fine arts, drawing, painting, etc., and kind of fell back in love with music, but more passionately after that second year. And that's when I decided to apply for music school. And McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul is the school that I chose. And like you said, Queen, legendary rock band Queen, was connected to the school at that point and wanted to give a songwriting scholarship to a student who they thought had a great amount of potential. And I sent in a demo of one of my songs, and I sent in an application because I wanted to pursue songwriting. And it was life-changing, to say the least, but Queen ultimately chose my song for that scholarship and awarded me $80,000 to go to school for 4 years to learn. I didn't stay at the school for 4 years, but it was the most amazing bridge from where I was to where I am now, and I learned so much while I was there. And like I said, it was life-changing. I mean, that kind of thing doesn't happen every day. And such a boost of confidence, and it just made me realize, like, this is definitely what I'm supposed to do with my life.
Can I ask why you dropped out of the other 3 years?
Actually, I was given the opportunity to move to Nashville after that first year. I had made an album with some friends from back home in Wisconsin before I went to McNally, and that demo kind of leaked out through one of my relatives, actually, and a producer in Nashville heard it and, like Queen, saw potential and thought, you know, this girl should probably come down to Nashville. And so he called me, and at first I actually resisted it. I kind of avoided him because I loved the school and I was learning a bunch and I had great friends, and I just finally felt like I had found my home. But after some urging from my parents to kind of take a listen to what this producer had to say, we took a little trip to Nashville to check it out and to meet him and see what he might have had in store. And I just felt like I was supposed to be here in Nashville. So I didn't leave the school at that point. I actually changed my schedule so that I would be taking classes online from Nashville. And I didn't really know what my ultimate goal was. But I moved to Nashville kind of holding on to the school, still taking my classes, doing songwriting lessons on Skype, still in touch with the school and, you know, taking music history and all that stuff. But after the fall semester of 2009, when I was halfway through or a little more than halfway through recording my album Ready to Go, I realized that I was ultimately going to school for an opportunity like I had, and I had been learning so much hands-on in Nashville, being in the studio, meeting other musicians, seeing how things work right there in the business. And it was bittersweet leaving, because it was kind of like giving up my scholarship, but in the end, I sort of justified it by thinking, okay, it's like using a coupon to go buy something you don't really need, sort of. I don't know. I still keep in touch with people at the school, though, and I'm friends with some of my instructors and the incoming students and my old friends I had class with, and it's a lot of fun. In fact, a lot of those kids are coming down here to Nashville. I keep hearing about people who are moving this way, and it's so funny because soon all of us are going to migrate down here. It's so funny.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for education. I get it. I understand the value of it. But you know, a silly piece of paper to me, you know, it's one of those things. Is the School of Hard Knocks is where you're going to go ahead and learn the most knowledge. Total immersion, especially in Nashville, when you have, like I said, nothing but talent walking around the streets. That must be incredibly stimulating, especially for songwriting. I was asking Don earlier what his process was. What is your process? How do you go ahead and approach a song?
Most of the songs that I write, of course, are things that I'm experiencing firsthand or have experienced, or maybe it's a story from a dear or close friend. And so usually when I write, I'm inspired by those feelings that I have because I'm a very emotional person. And so I feel these things, and the only way I really know how to express them or use them for some kind of good instead of just, you know, crying to myself in my house is to make a song. And so, you know, that's probably more beneficial in the end.
Yeah.
And so I pick up my guitar and I start playing chords or a rhythm or a groove or whatever that suit that mood and that feeling. And before I know it, I come up with some lines and some words and some things. And all of it kind of comes together at the same time. I know some people write lyrics first or maybe they write music first. But I kind of do it all simultaneously.
Wow. What did the McNally School teach you, actually, in terms of, you know, songwriting and stuff? How far does it different from your vernacular?
You know, it was really interesting. And it's so funny because really there's no way that you can teach songwriting. And the teachers, the instructors, always told us that at the beginning of the course, at the beginning of the class period, or before they announced a project or something. They said, now, keep in mind, these are just ideas. You know, this is not the recipe for success, and there's no certain way you have to make a song, because in reality, if you see all the kinds of music and all the different styles and all the different songs, in each genre, there might be kind of a recipe, there might be kind of a trend, but for the most part, anything goes in a sense. And so we learned all the different tricks and the little trades. You know, they talked to us about perfect rhymes versus imperfect rhymes, you know, like cat and that versus cat and, well, that was a terrible example. I can't think of one, but something that's not quite perfect but similar. And we talked about, you know, how you should sing things that come out comfortably to make it best for the audience, or like, you know, interesting ways to use metaphors and similes. And it was really intriguing, and I got a lot of ideas. But for a little while after I left, I was actually kind of paralyzed because I was thinking too much. I was thinking way too hard about those things we had learned, and I had to step back for a while and forget some of that stuff in order to write like I naturally did beforehand.
Yeah, I think especially your style of writing is very organic, and for someone to actually teach you the mechanics of rhythmic pentameter and all that stuff just seems to fly out the window. I really think that's best for music teachers, and I hate to sound like this, but, you know, for someone with true inbred talent, anybody I've spoken to, it's just such an organic process, and that actually cleanses. But I'm going to go actually to Laura in New Mexico, who sent me an email. What are you listening to on your iPod? Which is that's a good question.
That is a good question. Lately, I'm really enjoying like electronic kind of music. I also like, just instrumental stuff. I put Pandora on and I just listen to whatever. I like Tom York and Radiohead, which is funny because it's nothing like my music. But I also listen to a lot of Norah Jones and older music like Rosemary Clooney. And I really like Alison Krauss. Almost anything that she's done, I enjoy. Pandora is great though, because half the time I don't know what I'm listening to because it's just going, but it's really great because you can get into a vibe, you know, you kind of are in a certain mood and you put it on and you just kind of hang out in that mood. It's really fun.
Yeah. Now you've shared the stage already with some pretty much great singers like Colby Calais and stuff. Tell us, drop some names, make us all jealous.
Oh no. Well, I did get to play with Colby Calais. Last August, we opened for her along with We Are the Kids at a summer festival in Georgia, and that was a lot of fun. I mean, that was the biggest thing we had done at that point, the band and me, and it was just it was really exciting. It was kind of surreal to be there at the same time, at the same place, standing 2 feet, you know, beside her behind stage was pretty cool. And another great opportunity and experience was my sister and I, my sister sings harmony with me. We were invited to be part of a PBS Christmas special, and Orla Fallon from Celtic Woman was the feature. And so I was part of the chorus and my sister was part of the orchestra. And at that event, we got to interact with David Archuleta and Orla Fallon and Maeve, another girl from Celtic Woman, and Mark Will, the country singer, was there. And that was really neat. And then Jim Lauderdale, who was one of the, well, I don't know if you know Jim Lauderdale, but he was in that movie Country Strong, but he's also an amazing songwriter, and he has a lot of hits, a lot of cuts, and he's just a really, really cool guy, and he hosts, or at least is a part of, Music City Roots Live from the Loveless Cafe here in Nashville, and we performed a set on one of their Wednesday night events, and Jim opened up the night, and then we played, and then we got to chat with him afterwards, and also John Carter Cash, Johnny Cash's son, played that same evening, so that was really cool, too. We got to meet him and hang out with him in the green room backstage, and it was really fun.
Wow, you must have been a scooch starstruck a little bit.
Just a little.
Know?
There are a lot of just times where I'm kind of like, man, this doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, honey, I think it's your talent. I mean, I think how are you received by all of them? I mean, I just think that would be intimidating to me. That, oh my God, am I that good to sing with these people? I mean, I had no clue.
Right. I just can't think about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if I do think of it that way, I will get intimidated without a doubt. And I guess the best thing to do, or fortunately for me, I have my sister with me, and she's my best friend, and we are just goofy together, so we don't think about it too much. We kind of distract ourselves with silly sister things, and you know, just prepare to do our best on stage and handle ourselves professionally. But it is exciting, and we do get a little giggly, and it's really fun. It is surreal, but I do believe that music is what I was made to do, and so I have to accept it and own it, like, yeah, I am supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Even if I don't think I am, because I'm a small-town girl.
No, but that's exactly the way to go ahead and think of it. And everybody loves a small-town girl because you don't turn into that level of BS, you know, kind of a thing. What's your sister's name, by the way?
Her name is Julia.
Julia. Well, you tell Julia, too, that she's a hug and a bunch. We should have had her on, too. We could have had a little girl talk between the three of us and everything. But
I know.
Going to go back to the chat room and everything. Don Quinn is still in there. Don Quinn just adores you, honey. He couldn't sing your praises more. Mar Ben is loving you. Mike Cullop, Kelly 21, beautiful voice. Casper and Taddy, boy, what a great double hitter. You guys are just the best in chat. But and Ron Michelle is actually joining us, so welcome, Ron. But now this next song, honey, I listened to it for the first time. Marilyn sent it to me, and I listened to everything she sends me, and I really mean that. I'm not just lying. But listen to the song, and blown away. And this is, I hate to go ahead and do this, but I like to go ahead and do this just so I get kind of it off my chest. But with you, I hear a little bit of a Norah Jones vibe, definitely a Kobe Collet influence. I hear a strong Dido influence kind of a thing. And when I saw it in the video, you know, I listened to that song 14 times in one night.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh.
I could do the video.
Thank you.
Just absolutely, just touched anyways. And I sent it to a really good friend of mine, a singer down in New York, Colby Cole. He's a mixture between, he actually sounds like Nina Simone and Ella Fitzgerald. He's that kind of jazz singer. And I sent it to him, and I says, give this a listen. And he wrote back, he says, the most depressing song I've ever heard. I adore it. So it's that kind of a thing. That's not really depressing, but let's go ahead and we're going to play it. And everybody, this is Anna Johnson with Damaged and Bruised. Pull out a hanky if you want to.
I'm sitting alone,
something to eat. Don't come near me, I am bleeding. I live by myself, I eat on my own. I don't take chances, just leave me alone. Leave me alone. I know it's absurd, I know it's not right, but I'm still hurting since the last fight. Got lost in the took my heart. Damaged and bruised, my good sword has been used. I am nothing to him, I'm nothing.
Johnson, Damaged and Bruised. Anna, this is what I need you to do. I need you to tell me who hurt you, because I'm going to put on my boots and I'm going to walk over to their house and kick me some whoop ass.
Oh, it was my high school boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, it's.
But you can email me his name
time.
A little later.
Fortunately, I am so far from that place now. I actually just got married.
Congratulations. To who?
Thank you. To my guitar player, actually, David Mitchell. And I'm so excited. I like to tell people whenever I can.
Congratulations, honey. How long have you been married?
1 month now.
Oh, you're so new. You're still in the kissy face stage.
I know. I still get giggly when I think about it.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet. It goes away. I'm just going to let you know. But
thank you.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, now you mentioned your sister Julie and stuff. I hear what? I hear cello in there. I hear guitar in there. I hear piano in there. What instruments do you all play? Do you and Julie play?
I play the guitar, and it's actually Julia with an A at the end.
Okay.
Just FYI. So she always gets annoyed if we get that wrong. No, but she plays the violin, and actually I'm parked outside of Belmont University right now where she is studying, and she's a classical violin performance student, and she's actually in an orchestra concert right now.
Oh, really?
And she plays beautifully when we play live, and on the album that we're working on right now here in Nashville, her violin is featured a lot more often, and it's exciting because she's been playing since she was only 6 years old, and so I play the guitar, she plays the violin, and it's really lovely. She adds so much.
Yeah. Is it just you and Julia in the family?
Actually, we have a younger sister yet who's a freshman in high school this year.
Is she musical as well?
Oh, she's very gifted, just in general. She's one of those people who could do anything in the world if she wanted to. She could do anything. She's the cutest thing, too. I don't know if she'll pursue music. She's got a long time to decide, but she does. She has a beautiful voice and great rhythm, great style. We'll see what she ends up doing. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Going to go back to chat. Thank all the listeners. Catherine Taddy from California wants to ask, too, were your parents musicians as well?
Yes. Actually, my father is one of three in a gospel trio with his brother and his uncle. And he plays guitar, and he can play almost any instrument with strings, and he has a beautiful voice. And then my mother, her dad was a pastor, and so she grew up playing the piano, playing a lot of church hymns and other things, and she also played a variety of instruments throughout her life. But I know her to have a lovely voice and play piano very well. So music all around, fortunately. It was a blessing growing up having lots of music everywhere.
Yeah, Christmases must have been so much fun.
Oh, so fun, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, great. Let's go into, what do you have coming up on the horizon, honey? Where are you playing? I mean, Nashville is filled with places. I know a good friend of mine, Drew Stevens, is playing up at 12th and Porter coming up. I'm very excited to go ahead and announce that. But where have you been playing up in Nashville?
I played 12th and Porter. We've played most of the small clubs here in town. But in the horizon, or on the horizon right now, we're not doing a whole lot here in town. We're going to Chatsworth, Georgia, which is pretty close to Chattanooga, and playing the Black Bear Festival on Saturday the 22nd. We're also going up to Boston in the New York area the first week of November. We have one performance here in Nashville on November 18th at a place called Cafe Coco. It's kind of a quirky place. It's like an old house that's a 24/7 cafe coffee kind of place. I'm playing with a good friend of mine, Tim Pepper, and making our way to Woodstock, Illinois in the Christmas season, actually on December 30th, to open for Brian White. And Brian White is a very established, very talented country star, and so country artist. And it's going to be really fun to open for him, the band, and me. So lots of things. And actually, our calendar is always updated and posted online, so if anybody's interested in checking it out, we go through seasons where we play a ton, and then we kind of have quiet seasons. Right now is a quieter season. We've been traveling a lot for business type things and working in the studio, but if you go to Facebook and all that, you can find a schedule of events. I try to keep people posted via, little status updates and texts and blogs and all those things.
Yeah. Now, that was my next question, too. You're on Facebook, you're on Reverb Nation, you're also on Twitter, you're on MySpace. What am I missing?
Tumblr. I have a Tumblr blog. That kind of posts things to Facebook, so you can get connected to most everything from Facebook. But that's the majority of it. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, et cetera, basically anywhere. And YouTube, actually, that song Damaged and Bruised and the video that you mentioned, those are available on YouTube. And my album Ready to Go, the one that I recorded when I first moved here to Nashville, I released it in spring of 2010. It includes those two songs we just played and 10 others. And that album is available on iTunes if you search Anna Johnson, Ready to Go. I'm also adding, well, I've got a Christmas single on there, and I'm adding a track from our current album soon. It's kind of like a sneak peek into what's coming, and I'm excited to say that album should be done in the winter this season, and I'm very, very excited.
Wow. Well, you make sure to go ahead and keep me in the loop. I, you know, I love new music.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I can get it and stuff like that. I've already got your album from iTunes, so it's I'm looking so forward to really getting into it and enjoying it with a big glass of Chardonnay. But Anna, my love, our time is running out. I can't thank you enough. And once again, yeah, check out her video on YouTube / Anna Johnson Music, and subscribe to her and like her and ask her to be your friend, because I know I did. But Anna, my love, truly a delight meeting you. I can't thank Marilyn. I can't thank Dawn enough for actually turning me on to you. But I wish you every continued success. I will definitely watch you when you're at the Grammys. I think you just got a lot of good stuff on the horizon, honey. I really do. And I'm just so pleased that you took the time out tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I so appreciate it. And I'm glad to have a new friend. And I'll keep you posted on exciting things coming.
Please do, and don't, and I love the hearts, so let's just keep on hearting each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're heart people, I know that.
Definitely.
Cool beans.
Aww,
darling,
thank you
so much for taking the time. Huge fans here, and everybody up in chat is loving you as well, so thanks for taking the time, doll. I'll definitely, I'll see you on Facebook.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, my love.
Yep.
Anna Johnson, check out her album on iTunes. You can go ahead and check her out on Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube, MySpace, Tumblr, everything down there. I want to go back to the chat room. Dawn Quinn, thank you so much for turning me on to Miss Anna. She's truly a gift. I want to thank guest 5515, guest 5563, guest 5711, guest 7277. Catherine Taddy, thanks for tuning in. I'm glad you had a good vacation, honey. Kelly 21 from down the street. Mar Ben, fantastic job as ever producing chat room. I might call up my brother from another mother and Mr. Ron Michelle. But tune in next week. I've got a couple of really good shows planned. And I haven't really set a date yet because I'm working on it, but two names I'm going to shout out is Timothy Craig and Miss Shelley Rand, who provides us with our open and our close, will be joining us next week. So go ahead and take two seconds to find me on Facebook and keep up with those times and dates. Want to make a quick reminder that Miss Julianne Huff is opening up in Footloose on October 14th. So I've put in the show request. I know she's doing a ton of press, and I just love her from Dancing with the Stars, and she's making a great foray into acting, and the clippets of Footloose look really, really good. But I was cheating on Blog Talk Radio the other night, and with UNIR1 Radio, and Mr. Drew Stevens, a good friend of mine, was actually on there, and he had a brand new song that not even I had heard. So, of course, I had to go ahead and ask him a little bit to send it to us. So, as we play out tonight, I'm going to be playing a new song by Drew Stevens called Allison. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I love you guys very, very much. And God bless everybody. This is Drew Stevens with Allison.
You got what I need. I'm kissing so loud that it bursts in steam. I'm so happy now, whatever that means. So take a ride with me. Feeling so right. My car ain't special, but it's warm inside. It's a perfect night to go for a drive and check out the city lights.
been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.